First impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop. Over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com. 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springsteen of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Politics.com and EdSpringsteen.com, where you can go for all the latest we're doing, including the podcast of this show. While you're at LouisvillePolitics.com, please join our email newsletter. We'll send you everything direct to your inbox in a weekly or a monthly fashion, your choice. And please join the RSS feed, where you can get delivered to your inbox a copy of each one of these shows and reminders of upcoming live broadcasts in case you want to call in. The numbers, as always, are 858-683-1326 or 502-805-0334. For those of you who are in the chat room, there's always a bunch of it. In the listening queue, there's always a bunch of you, and we certainly appreciate it. But please make sure you hit that number one on your dial pad if you want to be heard and have a comment you'd like to get heard on air. For everybody else, the chat room is open. You can sign in, you know, right here at BTR. You can sign in using your social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, and give you a chance to have a conversation in there. And while you're at Louisville Politics, if you're so inclined, we certainly appreciate the help. We do have a donate button there. For those of you guys, you can donate to our PayPal link and help us out. It helps pay for everything. And, you know, speaking of which, I don't do a big job of promoting and trying to get money, even though we certainly need every dime we can get. But I actually had an email sent to me. Someone told me that they would love to donate to help the show. And, you know, they could not donate because they did not like using credit card information online and things such as PayPal. and asked if there was another way to donate. Well, yes, you can. You can send a donation if you'd like through a check, money order, whatever you want to do. Just make it out to MVM Media, and you can send that to Post Office Box 58146 right here in Louisville, and the zip code is 40268. So if you want to donate that way to help us out, thank you so much. And it's P.O. Box 58146 here in Louisville at 40268. Now that business is out of the way, let's get into a few things. First of all, I must apologize. I picked up one of those little colds. I guess this rainy weather has kicked in for a lot of us, and it's hitting me hard right now. So I'm having these little sneeze attacks and some nasal problems. So bear with me. I apologize if it creates an inconvenience for your listening pleasure, but you've been warned. In the meantime, there is a lot going on tonight. Hillary Clinton is coming into Louisville. We're going to get into that in a second. We've got Alice in Wonderland Grimes basically has imploded. It is very interesting to see how many people within the party are attacking her at this point. And, you know, so many other things. But one little story real quick we'll start with. Shouldn't take but a minute. We've got an interesting story coming out of the Courier today. And it's talking about how the Louisville Water Company has resumed their bonus system for top employees. Yes, the Louisville Water Company, owned lock, stock, and barrel by the city of Louisville, who makes profits of tens of millions of dollars each and every year that go straight to the city of Louisville. Some would call that, such as myself, illegal taxes. But they're now going to resume this performance-based bonus system for top employees. They say that the economic recession is receding, so they're going to start giving people bonuses. Now, they keep raising our rates every year between 3 and 6% each and every year. They're making tens of millions of dollars in profits, and yet, you know, it's okay to go ahead and charge more money every year and give bonuses to, you know, what essentially to me are government employees. So it's fascinating to me that we talk about this, but just to give you some examples of what's really going on, or what's going on with the money here, records that were made available through the Louisville Water Company show that it paid out nearly $1 million in bonuses over the last 3 years. I thought that was pretty interesting in itself. You know, your city-owned water company, who is raising your rates every year, apparently think that they can run it like a private business, so they run it for profit and give out bonuses. The extra payments in 2012, 13, and 14 went to a few new categories of employees, but to just give you some idea of how the Louisville Water Company's compensation works, the Courier-Journal did a Kentucky Open Records request and asked for compensation on all employees, all water company employees, making more than $100,000. Turns out there's 27,000 employees that are making more than $100,000, and they're making between $101,000, the top ones, $101,000 on the low end, to $249,000 as of change for the CEO, James Brammel, who apparently uses that money to drink and drive. If I'm not mistaken, that's the same guy who was charged earlier this year. You know, and each one of these vice presidents, the five vice presidents and Brammel, got raises of between 3 and 10%. So not bad for an illegal tax situation at the Louisville Water Company to take care of their cronies and top management. I find it funny. I find it insulting that we the people continue to get raped by our own city government again. It's just very disturbing. But I tell you, I really don't want to spend much time on that. I kind of want to get into the Alice in Wonderland Grimes and Mitch McConnell stuff. There are so many things going on with this. I was actually given a call late last night by a friend of mine. Apparently, Hillary Clinton's has a lot of people. Hillary Clinton, as everybody knows, is coming into Louisville tonight to campaign on behalf of Alice in Wonderland Grimes. But apparently, a lot of people that have tickets are giving them away. They don't even want to go to a fundraiser for Alice in Wonderland Grimes. And I find that very laughable. It was so bad. Apparently, the tickets are so easy to get. I was even called last night. There's no secret in the world that I'm considered a conservative. I was even given a call last night by a friend that said someone had given them, who they just happen to be conservative too, someone had begged them to take three tickets and to see if they could give them away to go to this Hillary Clinton speech tonight on behalf of Alice in Wonderland Grimes. Needless to say, I didn't go. I'm right here on the radio with you guys. I know of other people that were offered free tickets. When they have to go to the conservatives to give away tickets to see Hillary Clinton and Alice in Wonderland Grimes, you can bet your butt that Grimes has a serious problem, and so does Hillary Clinton. But what makes all of this amazing is I found it so laughable. I mean, I spent a lot of time laughing last night that somebody would sit here and call me and offer me tickets to this. So what makes this laughable? And you're right, Paul. You're absolutely right. They're calling this the Crash and Burn Tour. Yep, you're absolutely right, Paul. Paul's in the chat room making comments. But, you know, we've got all this going on. Well, I was perusing Facebook earlier, and a good friend, Terry Miners, actually put a link in from thehill.com, and I found it a very, very interesting link for the following reason. As everybody knows, Alice in Wonderland Grimes is trying to act like Mitch McConnell is the biggest obstructionist in the world. We just put the link in the chat room, by the way. She is trying to portray McConnell. Her whole campaign has been trying to run against McConnell, saying that Mitch McConnell's 30-year record is one of gridlock, obstruction, and extreme partisanship. Grimes even used those labels at a debate Monday night. One of the things that was really funny about the debate on Monday night is Grimes kept daring Mitch McConnell and Bill Goodman to challenge her record. She kept saying over and over again she would compare her record against anybody. Well, the reality is this. Alice in Wonderland Grimes has held one elected office, and she's in her first term doing that as Secretary of State right here in Kentucky. She has no record. As a matter of fact, if you want to talk about her record, then I can't believe that Mitch McConnell, apparently he was giving her a free pass Monday night, and I can't believe Bill Goodman didn't tell her what record. You were elected in 2011 as Secretary of State, and you have spent the better part of a year campaigning for U.S. Senate. You have been paid by the taxpayers, and you're AWOL in your office. You're not even doing the job you've got. How in the hell can you sit here and act like you have any kind of a record that can compare to a 30-year senator? Well, it was fascinating that they let her off the hook with that. But Terry Miners puts a link out, and he gives this link to thehill.com. So I went and checked it out, and I had forgotten all about this, folks. I'd really forgotten all about this, and I found it very laughable. But here Hillary Clinton is coming into town tonight into Louisville to campaign on behalf of Alice in Wonderland Grimes. They're giving away tickets everywhere, just trying to get people to show up for these two goons. But yet when Hillary Clinton was here 4 years ago, she traveled Kentucky just 4 short years ago in 2010. She was praising Mitch McConnell. She's going to go to this event tonight and tell the whole world how bad Mitch McConnell is so she could try to prop up Alice in Wonderland Grimes. But when she was here just 4 years ago, she was bragging about how great Mitch McConnell's cooperation with the Obama administration was. So you sit here and say that these two want to try to convince us that that Mitch McConnell is an obstructionist and practices extreme partisanship, but yet Hillary Clinton, in her own words, said that during the 8 years that I served in the Senate with Mitch, I was fortunate to find common cause and work with him on a number of foreign policy issues. Human rights in Burma, she was fortunate to work with him. She was fortunate to work with him in legislation to support small businesses and microcredit lending. She was fortunate to work with him to promote women and civil society leaders in Afghanistan. Here Mitch McConnell is being accused of being anti-woman by Alison Grimes, and here we have former Secretary of State, probable 2016 presidential Democratic hopeful Hillary Clinton, bragging about how fortunate she was and what a pleasure it was to work with Mitch McConnell to promote women and civil society leaders. She thought it was fortunate for her to work with Mitch McConnell to strengthen the rule of law in parts of the Islamic world. You know, she's got all of these things, but it was unfortunate for her to work with Mitch McConnell. And she went on to say that she appreciated working with him in her capacity upon becoming Secretary of State as well. So here you've got Alice in Wonderland Grimes trying to paint Mitch McConnell as a non-repentant obstructionist, and you've got Hillary Clinton coming to town who is going to lie, which we should be used to that from these people, right? But she's going to come to lie and try to say that Grimes is right after just 4 years ago. We're not going back to the 80s here, Ms. Grimes, but 4 years ago, recent, this, you know, within the past 4 years, Barack Obama's second term, she's sitting there bragging about how fortunate she was to be able to work with Mitch McConnell and the things that he helped her work on. Folks, that's bipartisanship right there. Reaching out and helping. Reaching out and helping. So the lies continue, the spin continues, and maybe that's why Grimes is in trouble. Or at least one more element of it, because let's face the reality here. Alison Grimes is in trouble for a hell of a lot more than this. They can give away all the tickets they want to. But at the end of the day, Alison Grimes is in a hell of a lot of trouble. Yes, Alison Grimes has about $4 million that she can spend over the next 3 weeks towards this election. But the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee has not and is not going to run or spend any more money on Alison Grimes' behalf for TV advertising over the next 3 weeks. They have essentially decided that Alison Lundigan Grimes is on her own, and most national Democrats believe that the race between McConnell and Grimes is basically over. Now, this is where it's really funny, because today they decided to come out with yet another article. I believe this was at Red Flag News. I can't remember. I don't have the link in front of me. Decided to come out with another article where the DSCC is saying, no, they haven't abandoned Alison Grimes, blah, 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 that they're still, you know, helping her, but they're just going to go and give her help on the ground. So what this means is, for them, what they're basically saying is, and that link is actually Politicus USA, and I'm going to go ahead and put that link in the chat room for you, too. But they're already going into spin mode, trying to say that the DSCC really hasn't pulled out. It's just misunderstood. The reality is this. Rather than spend millions of dollars on more advertising for Alice in Wonderland Grimes by the DSCC, they have decided that they're going to spend their money in other races around the country that have a better chance of winning. You know, now DSCC is now saying, well, that's not exactly true. We didn't pull out. We're still helping her on a grassroots level. What this essentially means is they just gave her a final $300,000, you know, which is a small cry, or a far, far cry, I should say, from the millions they were planning on spending on TV ads to help her with the ground again. Well, here you are 3 weeks away from the election, and you're just now worrying about a ground game. Everybody's trying to say, well, this really worked for Barack Obama in 2012 and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, they still have to go out there and try to act like, you know, the Koch brothers are buying up everything, you know, and they go out and make this statement that a get-out-the-vote operation is more important than Koch dollars, because Koch dollars can buy you TV ads to sell lies, but they still can't vote. You know, this is always the spin machine. As we mentioned the other night, there are 22 billionaires who are funding these races around the country. 13 of those are purely funding Democratic causes and PACs. 13 out of 22 are funding the Democrats, including George Soros, who would be the Cox equal. So, you know, this is still the spin and gains, but they're giving $300,000 to basically work on a get-out-the-vote operation in the final 3 weeks because they are scared. This is the problem. if Alice in Wonderland Grimes has not got a ground game by now, they're not going to have a ground game over the next 3 weeks. It's just that simple. But unfortunately for Miss Grimes, one of the things that's happening right now is one that I have very rarely, if ever, seen in this campaign, in these type of campaigns, I should say. And here's what it is. It isn't just the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee that has pulled its TV advertising, or you know, not re-upping or paying for any more TV advertising, whichever way you want to look at this. Believe any spin you want to. Hollywood itself has maxed out on their campaigns to Alice in Wonderland Grimes. There's 120 actors and film executives in Hollywood who have been giving her money. They have maxed out their contributions on an individual basis. That doesn't mean that they're not trying to fund, you know, Democratic PACs and things like that, but the PACs aren't going to pay to help Alice in Wonderland Grimes either, because here's why. For one of the few times, if ever, I can recall, you know, Democrats attack Democrats in primary elections. They will eat their young and leave the bones out for somebody else to scavenge off of. They do not care about themselves or anybody except themselves, the candidate who is running. I don't ever remember or recall a time where your own party is bashing you public on a national level. Both the left and the right, the Democrats and Republicans, as we all know, have been bashing Alice in Wonderland Grimes about her ridiculous stance and lies because she refused to tell the whole world that she voted for Barack Obama, stating that she was hiding behind the Kentucky constitutional laws and standing up for the secret ballot of all Kentuckians. We know that was a lie. We discussed it Monday night because she went through and told the whole world that she was a Clinton Democrat and proudly voted for Hillary Clinton in 2008. That was clearly her last desperate breath of hope to satisfy the Clintons and to let the whole world know that she's got to depend on them to get elected. But she couldn't stop at that. She couldn't stop at that because here's the problem. Now in the general election, 3 weeks away from the general election, you have a serious problem. Left-wing political groups are attacking Alice in Wonderland Grimes. Democrat political groups are attacking Alice in Wonderland Grimes because of her negative television ads attacking Mitch McConnell over immigration. Mitch McConnell, back in 1986 under President Ronald Reagan, did support the immigration reform bill in 1986, folks, almost 30 years ago. He's a junior senator. He did support Ronald Reagan's immigration reform bill. It gave amnesty to about 3 million illegal immigrants at that time. 3 million, not 20 to 30 million, as we're being told we have today. Grimes decided to release an ad late last week that is now creating all this backlash to tell the Kentucky voters and to try to convince the Kentucky voters that Mitch McConnell voted for the 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty bill that was supported by Harry Reid, Chuck Schumer, and a few Republicans as well. The actuality is that McConnell voted against the 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty bill, and she was trying to convince everyone that he voted for it, which was a lie. More importantly, why does this really come to task? Why is she being chastised publicly? Well, the first mistake Ms. Grimes made was saying that your party president, the so-called leader of your party at this time, is Barack Obama, and you denied your God, if you will. You denied your God. So according to the Democratic Bible, that's a mortal sin. But then you compounded that by bringing illegal immigration and amnesty to the forefront, and you have lied about that just the same as you have lied about your stance on coal. MoveOn.org PAC, which is nothing but a Democratic PAC, called on Alice in Wonderland Grimes to take this offensive advertisement off of the air immediately. They went on to say, it's deeply troubling that Grimes would stoop this low in order to try to defeat McConnell. Your own Democratic Party PACs are saying you went too far in trying to defeat McConnell and you stooped too low in a serious race like this. What in the hell does that say about Alice in Wonderland Grimes? Democracy for America. Democracy for America. Everybody remember the name Howard Dean? Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. Democrat Party Chairman. Former everything. Remember the big yee-haw when he tried to run for president that ran him out of the presidency? Howard Dean, Democracy for America. Executive Director Charles Chamberlain said that the Grimes campaign must take down this offensive ad. It's simply wrong for any Democrat to use right-wing talking points and dehumanize struggling immigrant families. Every moment Secretary Grimes fails to remove this hurtful ad, ignores the plight of millions, and makes our work more difficult. Now, here's the beauty of the whole show, folks. Because back in late August, Grimes was at a Farm Bureau forum here in Kentucky, and she said that she would have voted yes on the 2013 Gang of Eight bill. She didn't mention that in this TV ad attacking McConnell on illegal immigration. The 2013 Gang of Eight bill would have essentially made all the illegals legal and granted amnesty and just about everything for everybody. So at this Farm Bureau forum, she says that she would have voted yes for that. But in this particular TV ad that she's out there doing, trying to attack Mitch McConnell and lying about his vote in 2013, at the end of this thing, she says, I'm Alison Lundgren Grimes, and I approve this message because I've never supported amnesty or benefits for illegal immigrants, and I never will. folks, how can this train wreck even be considered for this office? Your own Democratic Party has turned against you publicly in a general election, not a primary, a general election, 3 weeks before the election. You have denied your Democratic God, Barack Obama, before his flock, the sheep, the Democratic Party. You have single-handedly tried to destroy the Democrats' number one agenda right now, which is to make 30 million illegal immigrants, primarily most of which are Hispanic illegal immigrants, legitimate Democratic voters who are going to be a drain on the system. That's their number one objective. And you decided to go after Mitch McConnell and make that an issue that they flat out didn't want. You have pissed off the Democratic gods, if you will. And we wonder why all of a sudden the DSCC is pulling away. We've got Hillary Clinton coming in here to try to save her once again. When Hillary Clinton has been on record as saying that Mitch is a great guy to work with, you've got Alice in Wonderland Grimes saying that she will never support amnesty or benefits for illegal immigrants, which is exactly the opposite of the Democratic agenda and the Democratic mantra and the Democratic code that they're trying to sell all over the country. 13 Gang of Eight bill, which one is she against? She's either for it or against it. It's just like coal and everything else that's been lied about. And quite honestly, at the end of the day, I keep asking myself, I almost found myself today actually feeling sorry for Alice in Wonderland Grimes. Some of you guys are going to snicker, I know. How the hell can you feel sorry for that train wreck? Well, you know, it must be hard to be that gullible or that out of touch or lacking that much common sense that you could allow yourself to be put in these positions by handlers. I don't believe Alice in Wonderland Grimes has half a brain to come up with this stuff on her own. I don't think she is, quite frankly, I don't think she's smart enough to come up with this on her own. I think she's in a race that she knows she can't handle, that she knows she's in over her head on, but was pushed into that race by her daddy, Jerry Lundgren Grimes, a convict, in my opinion, whose only reason he was able to say that he's not a convict is because after he was found guilty, they decided that perhaps he should have been charged with a misdemeanor instead of a felony. He has also spent tons of money giving to Barack Obama and the Democratic machine. So all these people pushed her in over her head. I'm wondering why Howard Dean, I'm wondering why your Move On PACs, I'm wondering why the Democrat Senate Candidate Committee, I'm wondering why all these top Democrats who are out there screaming and ranting and chastising Alison Grimes right now, I'm wondering why is out there blaming her campaign staff. This has got to be one of the most poorly run, poorly organized, incompetent campaigns for any candidate at this level I have ever seen. Even if Grimes is not a good candidate, and she most certainly is not, and I quite frankly, I think her political career is over after this race. She's proven she clearly can't handle the top job. She can't handle the national stage. So I think at least from a national perspective, her Democratic career is over as a politician. I also find myself wondering just how low a score can you get on a Kentucky bar exam to be admitted to the bar? Alison Grimes is an attorney. And she's not any smarter than that. I'm finding more and more that a lot of these people that are attorneys that are running for office don't have a clue about the real world. They don't know. They don't have any common sense. I think I could take the Kentucky bar test today myself without ever going to the U of L Law School and probably pass it and be an attorney tomorrow. It has to be that easy. It has to. So you've got all these things that are Alice in Wonderland Grimes. And all of these things come together in one fluid emotion. You can't hide who you are when you're under constant scrutiny. And if you're going to run for national office, you are going to be under constant scrutiny. People are going to watch you. People are going to pay attention. There's going to be a record of everything that you do. You can't lie to one crowd and then go to the next crowd and lie to them about the same thing you just lied to somebody else about. Kentucky Farm Bureau is a great example of that on amnesty and illegal immigrants, this last campaign ad. When you have your own Democratic Party and the Democratic PACs turn their back on you in a national election that the whole country is watching and say you're on your own, they have become too embarrassed to shoulder the financial burden for you in a general election 3 weeks away. Are you kidding me? So these kind of things all add up. And I tell you, there's more things to add up, and I'll tell you one more reason why. You have to ask yourself a whole lot of questions about this race. And I tell you what, we're going to get into that right after the break. We're going to go to break real quick. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit about it. You're listening to the Ed Spencer Show right here on the MVM Radio Network. Stay tuned.
First impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop, over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com, 502-969-8585.
Oh. Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springson of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
advertisers. Here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
Yes, folks, we are back. I just put a link into the chat room for you guys to look at. Don't forget, as always, you know, welcome back to the show. Call our numbers 858-683-1326 or 502-805-0334. We're talking so much about the implosion and the train wreck that is Alice in Wonderland Grimes. And there's still a hell of a lot of people out there who actually think she can win. And, you know, you almost have to ask yourself, is it possible? And there's a lot of scenarios that this could happen. But before I go there, I really want to point this story out to you. I just put a link in the chat room on it. And this is why. You know, this whole thing about Alice in Wonderland denying her God, Barack Obama, has to be a concern for the party, of course. But when she goes out and lies and says that she will never, you know, do anything that's going to aid illegal immigration or amnesty or anything or give benefits to illegals, then she just cut the throat of the Democratic Party and their future voter base. And here is a great example of exactly why this is a problem. According to Top Right News, I just put that link in the chat room for you, the Fifth Circuit Federal Court of Appeals dealt a serious blow to Obama-appointed judge and his good buddy, Attorney General Eric Holder, by reinstating, you heard me right, reinstating Texas photo voter ID law. The Fifth Circuit Federal Court of Appeals, three-judge panel, said that the laws to be used in this November election, the Texas photo voter ID laws will be used in this November election, despite a lower judge's ruling that the law is unconstitutional. The judges went on record as saying that the Supreme Court has repeatedly told courts to be cautious about these late-hour interruptions of elections. So in short, basically what the Fifth Circuit said was that it's too late, too close to election to play this game, tit for tat, going back and forth on voter ID laws. This voter ID law was, you know, put into place already. It's been there for a while. We're not going to wait until the last second to let you screw up, you know, the elections, because you're not going to be able to train 25,000 poll workers at 8,000 different polling places in time for the October 20th early voting thing. But what this really comes down to for me is, we need to impeach the U.S. District Judge who was appointed by Barack Obama, and Eric Holder said it was a great pick. U.S. District Judge Nelva Gonzalez Ramos is a La Raza-linked judge that the president appointed a little bit less than 3 years ago. U.S. District Judge Ramos, who was just overturned by the Fifth Circuit, ruled without any proof whatsoever given that Texas's new voter ID law amounted to an unconstitutional poll tax, and it was intended to discriminate against Hispanic and black citizens. Now, folks, that's the thing here. You know, you've got a La Raza judge who wants to sit here and say that anything that's going to keep her illegal brethren from being able to vote has to be illegal, even though they're illegal aliens, doesn't matter. This U.S. District Judge, Nelva Gonzalez Ramos, does not believe in the Constitution or believe in the laws that she has sworn to uphold. Even though there were no smoking guns of any racist intentions, during the 2011 session, this law was passed, by the way, 2011, Ramos' ruling said that the law's Anglo sponsors There's your racist statement from a U.S. district judge. Ramos said that the law's Anglo sponsors were motivated, at the very least, because of, and not merely in spite of, the voter ID law's detrimental effects on the African American and Hispanic electorate. It is clearly an overreach. Clearly, this judge has now proven with her statement about the Anglo sponsors that she is a racist judge. We cannot have that anywhere in our judicial system. So it is clearly political. It's clearly that ruling was clearly designed to help the Democrats in Texas overturn a lot of congressional races and a gubernatorial election as well. How this judge can rule because of Anglo sponsors in such a racist way, to me, forces us to look at impeachment of this judge. This judge has to go. There is no way in hell a sitting judge should ever be allowed to be a racist. What is wrong with us? What is wrong with us? What has happened to America? It's disgusting. But how does this come back to Alison Grimes? Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Nobody has ever asked Walgreens or CVS or any of the other places, Rite Aid, any of the other pharmacies. Nobody has ever challenged them to require you to have an ID to buy Sudafed. You know, we have to do that now. If you want to buy a drug that used to be over the counter, now you have to have to show ID because it might be chosen to make an illegal drug like meth. Nobody has challenged the airlines for requiring a photo ID in order to board an airplane. Nobody bitches because you have to have an ID to drive a car. That's not challenged. There's not been a Supreme Court challenge on, you know, IDing people who go into liquor stores to buy alcohol or cigarettes. Are any of those things racist? See, this is the thing, and I agree with Top Right News in this. None of this has anything to do with race. It has everything to do with Democrats getting away with mass voter fraud. When you look at every voter fraud and every election fraud story that we see in this country, it all comes back to Democrats' voter fraud, a Democrat election fraud. Democrats are using dead people to vote. Democrats are voting 9 and 10 different times in the same election. Because the illegal immigrant population is going to be a Democrat voter. The Democrats are making that so, and that is what really has destroyed Alice in Wonderland Grimes within the party itself. The reality is, in Texas, there are 7 forms of voter ID that are acceptable. And if you can't afford one of those forms of ID, or you're elderly, Texas actually gives you this ID free of charge. It doesn't cost you anything for this ID. If you can't afford it, they will give it to you free. The only qualifier to that is you must be able to prove citizenship. That's it. If you're an illegal alien, you clearly cannot provide proof of citizenship. Because of that, you cannot get the voter ID required by Texas law that they will give you for free because you don't qualify to vote because you are not a legal citizen. Why would you give a free voter ID to an illegal citizen who doesn't have the right to vote in this country? Because the Democrats have to rely on that. Liberalism is failing in this country, failing miserably. And the Democrats have to create a whole new base of a voter that they can manipulate. That's just the way it is. So in Texas, they decided to make this happen. So the Fifth Circuit did the right thing. Now I'm waiting for somebody to start an impeachment against Judge Ramos because she clearly deserves to be impeached. This was blatant racism from the bench. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And I tell you, it just goes to show why the Democrats were so disturbed. They were more disturbed about this TV ad on illegal immigrants than they were about Alice in Wonderland Grimes denying her God, Barack Obama. Because she just brought to the forefront something that they wanted to hide. 30 million illegal immigrants getting the right to vote in this country. And Texas is going to be the starting point of having this discussion. I think it's fascinating. I think it's great. I really, really, really do. So I was glad to see that out of the Fifth Circuit. I'm kind of curious, too. Well, I want to bring this story up to you because I'm really going to switch gears the last couple of minutes. But I want to bring this story up to you, too. A friend of mine brought this to my attention. Actually, Paul Holliger, stop it. This guy is incredible at finding stuff. I actually missed this story, and he brought it to me the other day. But a federal judge, Judge William O. Bertelsmann, struck down the Kentucky law that forbids people to post campaign signs within 300 feet of a polling place. They basically said it was a violation of the First Amendment. So you sit here and you think about this. And I personally, when I first got into the discussion and I looked at this story with other people around this place that I talked to you a bit, when I looked at the story, I was like, well, you know, this, I kind of don't agree with that because we've had our own problems in Kentucky. We've had people like, you know, Reggie Meeks. I like Reggie Meeks, actually. He's a nice fella. You know, I don't particularly agree with him politically, but he's a nice guy. And Reginald Meeks, you know, at one time got caught years ago delivering chicken at poll locations to poll workers and things like that, you know, which he was a candidate for office at the time. You can't do that. All these signs and all these other things within 300 feet of a polling place, I kind of always just went along with the program on it, really didn't care too much about it. But the reason this becomes a First Amendment issue, well, it violates the First and the 14th Amendments to the Constitution, is based on private business. That's why this became an issue. It's interesting. There was a Cold Spring, Kentucky man who challenged the law because he wanted to post signs. He wanted to post signs for candidates in the windows of his place of business. He owns the business. He wanted to post signs of candidates that he supports within his business. But because his business just happened to be located within 300 feet of a polling location, state law said that he could not do that. So as a private business, he was actually denied his First Amendment rights. When you look at Citizens United and all the other things that we continue fighting about, Citizens United allowed corporations to have a voice. And it basically said private businesses should have a voice in politics and they should not be stifled, depending on how you want to interpret it. But that's the bottom line. Of course, that means that they tunnel plenty of money into the super PACs and things like that. But that essentially is a nut and bolts of a Citizens United citizen or a Citizens United ruling. So this one man in Cold Spring, Kentucky, and a lot of these small towns around the country, you know, really don't have much. Your whole Main Street might only be 300 feet long, you know, so, and your polling location is in a firehouse as part of that 300 feet. Now, so you got to look at this. So why should his rights be trampled over a damn sign to support a candidate that he approves of? So hat tip to my friend Paul Holliger for bringing that story out, because quite frankly, the ruling was legit. I mean, it had to be done. This was clearly a violation of the First and 14th Amendment. Kentucky's laws, as far as the sign locations, they're going to be exploited. You're going to see signs on the doors of the polling locations as you walk in, if people can get to them quick enough. You're going to see this get completely out of hand, and it'll be revisited in court. But for now, the rights of this private business were upheld, and I think that was the way to go. So, you know, we need to look at that story. Check it out when you can. Well, I was going to put a link in the chat room. It looks like our good friend Paul actually did. So, or he didn't put that link in. I'll put that link in right now for you guys. But I find it very interesting. I think the judge made the right decision. You know, so we'll see how bad it gets exploited. I guarantee you it's going to, especially by Democrats. And we'll take it from there. I want to spend a couple of minutes, if I can, folks. I really want to talk about this Ebola thing. And I'll tell you why. We have a second nurse that is diagnosed with Ebola now. This nurse was on vacation, had left the hospital. She was one of the nurses that had handled the bodily fluids and everything else for the gentleman who died of Ebola in the Texas hospital, in Dallas Hospital. And she went on vacation. The CDC had already told her and advised her not to travel. They had already advised her to basically go into quarantine. It was a voluntary quarantine. They watched her travels and everything else for 21 days. Decided to go ahead and go to Cleveland, Ohio for a visit. Was flying back from Cleveland, Ohio to Dallas. And a couple of hours after she came back into town, she was rushed to the hospital and diagnosed with the Ebola virus. 132 passengers were on this plane. So we have to really start wondering how serious we're going to take this. This is the second person with Ebola. We're not exactly at crisis levels in the U.S. yet. But it's the second confirmed case that was contracted in the U.S. This plane also made four other flights. Once this nurse got off that plane in Dallas, this plane took off from Dallas and back to Cleveland. Then it went to Fort Lauderdale, then on to Atlanta, you know, the busiest airport in the world there, folks. So you got all these things going on. So this plane has been around, and many, many people are now in jeopardy. And then you've got these folks out there saying, oh, they're not in jeopardy. That's bull because Ebola cannot be spread through the air. Well, folks, that's a lie. Barack Obama himself released a video last week, and his comments were that Ebola is not spread through the air like the flu. You can't get it through casual contact, like sitting next to someone. You can't get it from another person until they start showing symptoms of the disease, like a fever. The most common way you can get Ebola is by touching the body fluids of someone else who is sick or has died from it, such as their sweat, saliva, or blood, you know, or even through a contaminated needle. Folks, that's a lie. The Centers for Disease Control has actually stated that a person can contract Ebola if he or she spends a long amount of time within a few feet of a person who is sick with Ebola. They recommend wearing a mask over your mouth and nose, waterproof gloves, eye protection. They prefer goggles or a face shield because corrective glasses aren't enough. So the CDC clearly says that this is airborne, that it can be airborne. If you spend a long amount of time within 3 feet of a person who is sick with Ebola, when you're on an airplane, are you 3 feet away from the person sitting next to you if that airplane is booked right? If it's fully booked? No. You're shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow. This person's coughing, sneezing, whatever. Airborne. So Barack Obama is sitting out there telling lies because he has no idea what he's talking about. This is why this is all so important and why it becomes political. And this is where I wanted to point out before we have a chance to go off of air. The Agenda Project is a Democrat progressive activist group who has actually had the nerve to go out there and claim that the GOP is responsible for the Ebola virus. Well, wrap your heads around that, folks. Republicans are responsible for the Ebola virus. Now, I'll be honest with you. We've all heard of suicide bombers within the Muslim terrorist movement. Does the USA have sleeper cells of suicide Ebola carriers? I mean, come on. That is the extremist thing you could possibly think of. And these clowns actually have run a new TV ad here in Kentucky, basically blaming the Republicans for the Ebola virus. And here's why. One of the claims in the ad says that the CDC's budget was cut, which reduces disease-fighting resources. That's a lie. That's a lie. But if you have disease-fighting resources, you know, really, truthfully, if you really look at what the money is spent on through the CDC, ask yourself why we're spending money, you know, studying monkey piss instead of Ebola. Really, where's the priorities? This ad claims that the CDC's budget was cut because of the Republicans, and that has affected disease-fighting resources, so it's really their fault that we have Ebola. The bottom line is it's a total lie. The Atlanta Business Chronicle just last year, put out an article. I'm sorry, it was earlier this year. Put out an article about the CDC actually getting a substantial budget increase. According to the 2014 fiscal budget, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will see an 8.2% budget increase. And you thank the Republicans for that. Why do you thank the Republicans for that? Because the CDC budget was actually raised. Now remember the whole fiscal cliff and the mean old Republicans were trying to screw everybody, right? The CDC budget was actually raised 8.2% to a total of $6.9 billion. That's a $567 million increase than from 2013. The agency itself was shocked to get it. Why? Because our illustrious president, a Democratic president, all hail Obama, Alison Grind God, if you will, President Obama's fiscal year 2014 budget request was actually $300 million less. He only requested $6.6 billion for the Centers for Disease Control, and it was a decrease. President Obama suggested a decrease of $270 million from fiscal year 2012. This is a knowing, yet once again, a knowing, a fabricated lie by the liberal left. They will stop at nothing, nothing, to try to make sure that they can take care of their own agenda. Jesse Jackson went to Texas with the first person that died of Ebola and said that because the gentleman that died of Ebola died because of racism. He tried to say that he died of Ebola because of racism. That if it would have been a white man in the hospital, they wouldn't have sent him home. Bullshit. See, idiots like Jesse Jackson out there who can claim an Ebola virus killed somebody and it's because of racism. You've got the Agenda Project allowed to run knowing intentional lies. I mean, there is no clear cut, there is no gray area here. There is no way to subject this to anything different than a blatant, false, outright lie. They're allowed to say that the Republicans are the reason we've got Ebola because they cut funding when the Republicans are the reason the funding increased. Remember, all spending originates in the House. The House is Republican controlled. When Obama submits his budget, that budget is gone over with a fine-tooth comb. John Boehner and the House Republicans increased the Center for Disease Control budget and gave them $567 million more than it actually got in 2013, even though the president asked for the CDC to receive almost $300 million less than it did the year before. Folks, you can't make this up. The numbers don't lie, and that's the problem. Numbers don't lie, people do. Liberalism is destroying this country, and these are great reasons why. Allison Grimes is in trouble because she doesn't know what she believes, because she doesn't know how to toe the party line. She is not a good speaker. Quite frankly, I don't think she's that bright or that smart. Otherwise, she would have never allowed herself to be in this position, and she wouldn't have run for this race knowing that she was in over her head. Republicans are not responsible for Ebola because of some false claims of cutting funds for something as important as the CDC, when those funds were cut by the president, and the Republicans not only reinstated them, but gave them more. You can't blame disease on the Republicans here, folks. Sorry. You can't blame Mitch McConnell because Allison Grimes isn't ready for primetime. Sorry. Even Hillary Clinton can't blame Mitch McConnell because she was bragging about him just 4 years ago about how great it was to work with him and how fortunate she was to have the privilege of working with him because he was so workable in pushing women's issues and things like that. Folks, this isn't rocket science. There is an orchestrated agenda by a bunch of communists, in my opinion, we call progressives and Democrats in this country, to destroy everything that we're about. And until we wise up and get involved, we're not going to get any better. We're not going to get any better. That's just the way it is. Remember that over the next 3 weeks, when you're bombarded with all of these lies and deception in these TV ads. Republicans run the same ads. Don't get me wrong. But I have yet to hear a Republican say that the Democrats are responsible for Ebola. In fact, they didn't point out the obvious on CDC. We other people, so-called journalists, did. Republicans didn't jump into that game. All of these little things are crazy. And they're by design. They're by design to keep you from going to vote. If you can stifle the amount of people that go to vote, you have a better chance of manipulating the outcome. And quite frankly, we have all been manipulated to death. The Uniparty is alive and well. But it doesn't matter. I'm not sitting here telling you to vote for the GOP. I'm not sitting here telling you to vote for a Republican. Vote your damn conscience. But be an informed voter. Don't vote based on these idiotic lies. The internet is your friend. Never in our history have we had so much opportunity, access to so much knowledge at the touch of a finger. You listen to this show and you go to LouisvillePolitics.com. You know how to get online. Search. Vote your conscience. But vote your conscience based on truth, not lies. Because until you can recognize the truth, they will continue to win. And they are the ones destroying your life. Well, you're destroying your own life by not getting involved. But you see where I'm going. That's it for tonight, folks. Tomorrow night, I'll be back at 7 o'clock. We'll get into a whole host of other things. Tune in tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and don't forget our good friend Ken Moman had a Liberty Unbridled show Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And until then, have a great night. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.